All right, good afternoon, everybody. Today is Wednesday, July 17th, and this is the regular meeting of the Measure O Oversight Committee. At this point, Chief, would you call the meeting to order and give us a roll call?
Annie Ziff?
Here.
Mr. Artizoni?
Present.
Mr. Freeze?
Present. Okay.
Let the record show that all members are present and accounted for.
At this point, let's have our Pledge of Allegiance. If everybody would stand and face the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is the confirmation of the agenda. So, I'll entertain any suggestions for changes to the agenda.
I think the discussion of the bylaws we need to table until next meeting because they were not fully vested or fully released from the attorney staff. Is that correct? Yeah.
Okay. Chief, any idea when the bylaws will be available?
I have not been given a timeline.
Okay. So, I had a thought. If the bylaws could be available in fairly short order, I would be open to scheduling a special meeting of the Measure O Oversight Committee specifically to discuss the approved bylaws, if we knew when the bylaws would be ready.
Well, that goes back to, that's an unknown factor.
Right. But when I know, you'll know. Okay. And I have not been given any type of a timeline.
Yeah. Okay. I'm open to a special meeting, so when you get the bylaws...
That would be a good idea, because instead of waiting until next month...
Yeah.
But what kind of lead time do we have to have, Chief, for the...
72 hours.
72 hours? Mm-hmm. For, publication for the meeting?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm looking at calendar right now, and if we were to schedule in 2 weeks... Okay, now we can always cancel a meeting at any time, so if the bylaws aren't ready, we can cancel the meeting. And I know the Finance Commission for City of Hercules does this all the time.
Yes. What day would that be? It's like the 24th, I bet.
No, that's the 31st.
24th, I will be going to...
Oh, good, because my wife's having surgery the next day, so I was going to say...
The 31st?
The next one after that would be okay, too, the
31st.
Yeah, 31st.
That would be okay.
What do you think, Annie?
She's the one that we got to work around our social calendar.
I have a hair appointment, but I can always make that earlier. So yeah, let's do a tentative for the 31st at 3 p.m. here.
Okay.
So point of order, what you should need to do is wait till your agenda items and then set that meeting.
All right.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to just make a note here on this. And that would be a special meet that we will discuss setting up a special meeting, and I believe we have to vote on that.
Yes, you do.
For the 31st of July, specifically to discuss the approved bylaws, and if the bylaws are not ready for us by 72 hours prior to that meeting, we will cancel the meeting. All right. So I just added that to my list of things to do. All right. Anything else on the this particular agenda?
You need to vote on tabling number 6.
Okay. Let's entertain a motion to table agenda item number 6, which is to receive, discuss, and comment on committee bylaws.
I make a motion to table number 6.
Second.
Okay. Approved and second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is approved unanimously. Okay, so this is tabled. All right, any other changes recommended for this agenda? I have one more. Item number 7. Review fiscal year 18-19 budget. So I was under the impression we really wanted to look at the year 19-20 budget. But I don't know if it has been finally approved by the board yet.
It is not.
But the 18-19 is the one that's on the table that we have to take care of now, correct?
18-19 pertains to the audit report that you are reviewing.
And
I'm under the impression that was the 17-18 budget for the audit report.
Way that far back? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you had asked for the 17-18 budget at the last meeting, and then you changed it to the 18-19.
Okay, and I thought we had changed it to the 19-20 when it was.
But that one's premature, though.
Yeah,
I didn't have a budget at the last meeting.
Okay.
Prepared yet. So currently we only have the preliminary budget.
This is the
Final budget will not be until August.
August. Okay. All right. So just so we're clear in regards to the Measure O Oversight Committee's responsibility is to produce a report on the Measure O, the first Measure O funds, and that would be attached to fiscal year 17-18.
17-18.
Yes. Okay. And so looking at the 18-19.
So 17-18 would be the first time we have the influx of Measure O funds, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay, now I see the point.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know it was back to that.
Yeah, if we're going to look at
the
budget, that would be the one we'd want. If we're going to look at the budget that are associated with the first round of Measure O funds, it would be the 17-18 budget.
Okay, gotcha.
Has that one already been...
It's all used up and gone.
And it's already been moved on from the board and everything is a finished item?
17-18?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Then I don't see where that would be of importance to us. It's not within our purview because it has already gone through the full review.
In actuality, we're responsible for doing oversight, which means we're looking backwards. The board has already approved the budget. The budget has already been used up. It's gone. And it's now up to us to provide a report saying, yes, we received the funds. Yes, those funds were spent as directed by the Measure O ballot language.
They were spent correctly.
Yes, that they were spent correctly, mm-hmm. according to the ballot language.
Okay, so if that's the case, then we need two things, the 17-18 fiscal budget and the 17-18 chief report, because those two in tandem are what we review, based on the bylaws.
Okay, so we ask the chief the question, is there a, by law, you're supposed to produce an annual fire district chief's report. Now, you were only interim chief at the time, so is there a chief report?
That's my out.
Oh, that's your out. Okay.
How convenient.
Okay, and since Measure O is all brand new, there's some learning curve here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if there is no interim chief report, then we just make that part of our report, saying unable to review chief's annual report,
okay.
Not available. But we did review the auditor's Measure O report and make note of what we found.
Right.
And in all reality, my report is going to be a cover sheet that's going to go on this, and you're going to get this.
Okay.
This being the 17-18 fiscal?
Yes.
Okay. But
the annual report is a separate document because it pertains to the entire district. But the annual report, as far as
the annual Measure O report,
is going to so be there, a so just
so just
simple so, document.
Just so everybody knows, there will be three reports associated to Measure O. There's the chief's annual report on Measure O. There's the auditor's annual report on Measure O. And then we produce, the Measure O Oversight Committee produces an annual report. As stated in our bylaws, which we haven't have been fully approved yet.
That's right.
Okay, so those are the things. And at this point, we've already reviewed the auditor's annual report.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of discussion on that. And the chief, there is no 17-18 except for what chief is going to add. And it's up to us to look at the 17-18 budget and then finally come up with our oversight, Measure O Oversight Committee report. Okay, and that's where we're at right now.
So are we prepared to do that today? No.
No. But that's, as we go forward, we will have to schedule time to talk about that report and what we want to have on that report.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm trying to shut this off, excuse me.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
So, for us to, I'm not sure how much we need to discuss the 17-18 budget, but it would be a good idea to have the 17-18 budget scheduled for a meeting and to review it and just understand it. But yeah. We do know that the Measure O funds have been spent. Based on the auditor's report, they've been spent according to the ballot language. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of just doing a quick review of the budget. And but this agenda item is the 18-19 budget, which was approved, and the board, the district, and the board have been using that for a year.
And those funds are now completed also.
Yes, and they're looking at they're into now fiscal year 19-20, which started July 1st.
Right.
So I would recommend that we remove agenda item number 7, and we schedule at our next meeting a review of the 17-18 budget instead.
So are you saying the August meeting, the regularly scheduled August meeting?
Or we can do it, if we have a special meeting, we could do it then too, if we want to get it accomplished.
The best way to do that is get this ahead of time and go through it individually and bring it to the meeting.
Okay, yeah, the 17-18 budget report is available.
Yeah.
It could be provided very easily just by putting it up on the website. I would recommend that you print it out. It's a lot of pages.
Here it is right here.
Oh, wait a second. Maybe we already have it.
Yeah, I think we already have it.
Brought that to the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might have picked it up at the board meeting.
Oh, I got the draft of the 19-20.
I got adopted budget, so this.
Okay.
So it is a few pages, 20 something.
All right, but it is available. We can all get it today.
19-20. Okay, so then the.
In fact, if Ron gives me his, I'll just make copies.
I'm anal about stuff like this.
Okay.
Because mine's back in the zone.
All right. Well, let me ask the question. Can we still review? Can we review at this meeting the 17-18 budget just by altering the agenda item? Oh, but we haven't really had time to look at it.
No.
Can't do that.
Okay.
No.
All right. So
we have to. So then it sounds like we have to table the fiscal 18-19 discussion. And for next meeting, whether it be on the 31st or our scheduled meeting in August,
yeah,
we would do the 17-18.
Yes.
And from that, produce a report.
And based on, at that point, we would have had all our information. We then set up a meeting to create develop our own Measure O Oversight Committee report, which would be, we would be working on that at a regular meeting. So we could conceivably, if we got the bylaws, if we get this review of the 17-18, we could schedule the special meeting on the 31st, and then at our next regular meeting, we could discuss the our final report, our 17-18 final report. Yeah.
Now that
does that make sense?
Yeah, if we can get it all done in a special meeting, that would be great. With only two agenda items.
Yeah, and we've done so much discussion already on
on
stuff. I think we've exhausted a lot of that. Annie, your thoughts? I see the wheels working up there.
Yeah, I was thinking I wasn't going to be here, but it's the board meeting I'm not going to be here for. I'm going to be here for ours on the 21st. Excuse me.
I just realized I will not be here on the 31st. I have a bunch of family coming in from out of town.
Oh, good.
Well, bring them.
Okay. That puts a little sticky wicket in there.
What's the day before look like?
I'm open to, let me just check the calendar. Oops. I am attending an A's game on the 30th.
Well, we could have the A's move that.
Yeah.
Put it on the screen.
I already got tickets. I'm open to other days.
What's the Monday look like?
Monday's okay with me, but it's up to you guys.
Monday's the
29th.
29th. When's your folks come in? When's your family come in, sir?
They're actually coming in next Saturday. Not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday. And they'll be here.
So that's the 28th. 27th.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the 27th. So.
But we're taking them out of town on the 31st.
Okay.
Okay, so you'd be available on the 29th?
Oh, yeah.
29th would be fine.
Okay, so we're talking about the 29th.
And that's a Monday?
Yes. Is that okay? Does that work for you?
Yeah, Monday night football hasn't started yet. So.
Okay.
We'll put that on the screen for you.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
No, okay. That's great. Monday's kind of a dead day anyway, meeting-wise,
okay.
So that's good.
All right, so we'll talk about that when we get down to agenda item number 9, possible agenda items and special meeting. All right. Let's see, we've discussed the 6 and 7. Anything, we're still good in, as far as discussing agenda item number 8, public outreach?
What I was hoping to do is get the basics, the feedback of what you want within the email.
Okay.
And Chief got me the list of the homeowners associations. Are the three...
Okay.
Rodeo associations in here too?
They're not, and I put that in the email to you that.
Well, you read halfway.
Okay, so we're still going to do.
So we're good.
We're still going to do number 8.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And number 9 we're going to do. Okay, so I think, let me just refresh. We're going to table number 6 and number 7 for later meeting, whether it be a special one or a regular one. We're going to conduct number 8, and that's it. Any other changes? Good. So I need a motion to approve today's agenda based on those changes.
Motion to approve amended agenda, tabling number 6 and number 7 for today's meeting.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes unanimously.
Okay.
All right. Approval of prior meeting minutes. Okay, there is the prior meeting minutes are here. And any changes or any notes on those?
You're the note taker. You see anything?
No.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm good.
I didn't have any little notes myself, so.
Okay. And I'm not sure if this is part of the minutes, but As you recall, at last meeting, Getachew was here, provided us some good information on the budget and Measure O. One of the things that I thought we came out of the meeting was to get documentation on how the Measure O funds were going to be allocated prior to each year. Is that should that be included on this this meeting minutes?
I think that's the direction from the committee.
Okay.
And that's not.
That doesn't need to be part of the part of approving these minutes then. Okay. So as long as it's understood that that was the direction from the committee to the chief and the district.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So with that said, I'll entertain a motion to approve the June 19, 2019 minutes of the Measure O Oversight Committee.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
I second the motion. I second the motion.
That's a song.
I was just going to say that was a big hit. You're not that old, Andy.
Yes, that's one of the, that is one of mine.
All right. Approval of the last meeting minutes. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. The minutes have been approved unanimously. Okay. Item number five, public communications. Public comment on any item of interest to the public that is within the committee's jurisdiction will be heard. The committee may limit comments to no more than 3 minutes per speaker. Public comment will also be allowed on each specific agenda item prior to committee hearing or action thereon. Okay, we do have a member of the public. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Is that against the?
I don't have a speaker card as well.
Okay.
There's one over here. There's one over here.
Are there any speaker cards?
No, I have not received any speaker cards.
Okay. I was.
Yeah. You guys were.
It's okay. It's okay to. I think it's all right to be a little informal.
Oh no!
So oftentimes, if you're too strict on the rules, it gets a little wacky.
No,
all right.
The chief's here to keep us straight.
You guys, this all the time.
I guess, was that on an email?
No. Chief sent this to me personally, privately.
Yeah. All right.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Seeing as there's no public communication, we'll move on.
Okay.
We've tabled item 6, we've tabled item 7, so now we're up to item 8, discussion item public outreach. And this was a task assigned to Annie Ziff, and I'm going to turn the floor over to her to bring us up to date on what we have.
I went through probably 4 different variations of how I wanted to start the email, and I couldn't come up with something that I wanted input from you guys on how we should address it. I was thinking of doing formal, something to the effect that Measure O parcel tax was approved by the citizens of Rodeo and Hercules, blah, blah, blah. We're looking for additional members. And then I thought about maybe being less formal and saying, are you interested in helping your cities or being a part of your cities? I didn't know which way to go with it. So I thought the best thing to do is get the input from you guys, formulate it, and then send it out. And if I get the ideas today, then I can have it all formulated and it can be at the next meeting.
Okay.
So do we want formal, informal, how indirect? What did you envision, Paul?
Our goal is to inform, I believe our goal is to inform the public that we do have a Measure O Oversight Committee and what Measure O is all about, and the benefits that Measure O provides to the district. So it, there's a information level there that we need to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Additional?
In addition, okay, so that...
Yeah, I heard an addition there.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, I think we need to outreach to make sure that we can get members of the public, and whether they're in Rodale, right, and or Hercules, to take an interest in the Measure O Oversight Committee.
Okay.
Okay. Encourage people who are interested,
right,
to apply for the position, knowing that if we get multiple applications, not everybody's going to be seated. Okay. Let them know what the committee's all about. Okay.
Okay.
Let them know that you know what we do as far as oversight goes. Let them know that we do review auditor's reports. We do review budget.
Okay.
Okay, and how that fits in with the with our responsibility of producing a annual Measure O report.
Okay.
I also think that it's a good idea for us to reach out, how we reach out, where we go to do that. And we had talked about this before, the various organizations,
right,
such as the Rodale MAC, the HOAs.
Yeah. Our HOAs, in our newsletter, director will leave, move or something, or change jobs, and we always put it in the bulletin for people to apply. But
who are you?
In addition, I'm Ron Artison.
Now, which HOA are you?
It's a Village Parkway. Anyway, or Wildwood. It's Wildwood. I'm sorry. We ought to have put down the meeting date where we meet. And they're welcome to come and express opinion, mm-hmm, or ask, or they actually, maybe you could even, our email, we have an email, if they had a particular question about what we do,
yeah,
and what we could ask them to just, and we would discuss it at the meeting, would be part of the agenda.
Yes, yeah. So the other thing too is when we're talking to the public,
yeah,
you know, we need to let them know that we do have a degree of flexibility. You know, we set up the regular meeting date,
right,
time, because it met our own. But if there are people who are interested but they can't meet at this time, we're flexible,
sure,
to make adjustments.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so that's kind of important.
So yeah, that, I mean,
because I recall you saying at our last meeting that there were a couple of people that you talked to at the,
yeah,
that's Director Hill's, and one of them was Marie.
Yeah, and the other was a young man from Rodale. I can't remember his last name.
But one of them indicated that they couldn't.
Because they're work.
Because they work on, yeah, this time. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that when we do go out, that we let them know that there is a degree of flexibility.
Sure.
You and I are retired.
Yeah.
Aside from baseball games and sport events,
yeah,
we're good for almost any time.
Like I said, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I was contacted by Steve Trotter and saying that there was possibly another person that would be interested, and he's from Rodale, and I said, well, that would be great, have him contact me, give him my information if he wants to be a part of it, or if he had any questions, and I haven't heard back from either of them.
Well, I like what Marie is doing here, just coming in and checking us out. You know, well, who knows? Maybe we'll scare her off. I hope not.
But is that the young man whose father used to own the,
mm-hmm,
the marina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. So those are my thoughts.
Okay. So give a brief history of the Measure O.
What Measure O is.
Right. Thank you, sir. Give a brief description of what the committee does.
Got yours already.
Ask anybody who's interested in joining. They could come and review they could come and see one of our meetings.
So we put
the
meeting.
Would encourage everybody to apply that would be interested. Our meetings are yada yada, but we, of course, are flexible in the meetings.
Yep.
And yes, sir.
Go ahead. No, I'm going to add
something. And solicit any questions that somebody may have that we can talk about at our next board meeting to provide additional information.
Additional members to the Measure O have to be approved by the Rodeo Hercules Fire District, right?
Yes.
You might want to put that in.
So there's an app. There's an
there's
application.
An application.
There's an application process, which asks for certain information. You may want to list what the information they ask for.
I was going to attach the web. The
oh, okay,
the
good.
Link.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Great.
Just to be to have it there to be a little easier for somebody. Yeah. It's like oh, I could just print it off from here instead of saying oh, do I have to go to the website?
Yeah, well, I made it, so that's. I don't kiss my phone.
Yeah. Well, if Ron can do it,
almost
anybody can do it, probably.
And I lied a lot on my application, and it seemed to bother him.
Actually, I did all mine electronically.
Yeah.
So aside from signing.
I'm computer challenged. I'm going to sit there and tell you. I used onion skin and typewriters in college, so that's where I was.
All right. And?
So, additional members, application online, and then... The BOD would be final.
They make the final selection of who's on the committee.
Would make final selection. But then I would say, I would like to put in something to the effect that, but the public is always encouraged to come to our meeting.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Would that be?
Yeah, that would be. That would be appropriate.
This goes back.
Okay. So this is good. So I will draw this up, and I'll send a preliminary draft to everybody, and then if we could put this on.
Can we do this?
What you need.
Would that violate the Brown Act if she sent a preliminary draft to everybody?
Just to send it to say this is what I wrote. Okay.
Can she send it to the.
To Chief?
To the district and have it posted on the website.
It's not approved by the committee yet to be posted.
So it would have to. The draft would have to come up at the next website at the next meeting.
Right.
So there's no way of doing any kind of informational like here's what I threw together.
No, it'd be a serial meeting.
So here's what. Here's the disadvantage of having only three committee members.
That's right.
Because if there was a five-member committee, we could set up a subcommittee, like you're talking about, who could work on the proposed email, and they could come up with something, and that would then be available.
Absolutely appropriate.
So that's the disadvantage of a three-member committee.
Unless you want to have two members on the subcommittee.
But that would be a... Well,
no, it wouldn't, because of their subcommittee.
Okay. All right, that's an idea. Okay, do you guys understand what the chief is saying?
Mm-hmm. We would end up with a subcommittee to go over the draft and then present that at the next formal Measure O committee.
Whether it's the regular meeting or a special
meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you guys think about that?
Okay. Since I can find Annie's house in Rodeo because I'm familiar, Annie, I know where Pearl Street is. I'll volunteer to be on the committee with you, Annie.
Okay. So we do have to make a formal a motion to establish a subcommittee on. The one subject, which is the
outreach,
the public outreach.
Right, right.
Okay. Now, Chief, do you think we have? Can we do that now, or do I have to wait until?
No, you can establish a subcommittee.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Do I have a motion that we establish a subcommittee of two members of the Measure O Oversight Committee to work on the public outreach?
I'll make a motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, all those are in favor of signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Who are the members on the committee?
Well, that would be the next thing.
That would be the next thing.
Okay, so now do I have volunteers for?
I volunteer, I being Annie.
And?
I'll volunteer, Ron Artisoni with two S's and one N.
Okay, so do I have a motion that we accept Annie Ziff and Ron Artisoni as members of the Subcommittee on Public Outreach?
I motion that myself and Ron be the Subcommittee for Public Outreach.
I'll second it.
And all those who are in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes.
Good.
So you guys now are the Subcommittee. And you can work together and come up with something.
And we'll have something for us at the next meeting or a special meeting.
Yes.
If we can fit it in.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Andy?
If you get it finished before the special meeting,
That's right.
Just let me know. We'll agendize it. You guys are good to
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
That works good.
All right. So there was one other thing I'd like to see on if you could produce come up with a list of the organizations that we should go to.
Chief sent me the Homeowners Association. I have that list, and I can send the links to you guys. And also in the same email that Chief sent me, there's a list of the three rodeo associations that
are. Oh, very good.
Yeah, and that can be part of our report before we approve it, and we'll also throw in who we're going to contact.
Yes,
okay,
very good.
So, action item. So, send Chief.
It's interesting, the Rodeo Voices posted their meeting. There's going to be a Dee's Burger, but they didn't put the date.
Well, they changed it to Dee's?
Yeah.
The last three meetings
is
have been
at the wineries.
Yeah,
when's the meeting day?
They
put the time down, but they didn't put the day. I don't know what day it is. Can't remember.
Okay. So, eventually, what I'd like us to do is on an ongoing basis for public outreach, that we schedule time for us, either one or two or all of us, to go to a meeting and just make ourselves known.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a la what Steve did at Starbucks is a good, but this would be more formal.
Since I'm on a homeowners committee already, I've already been contacted and had discussion with members at the other HOAs that surround us. So yeah, I don't mind doing that at all.
You'll be our HOA guy then.
Yeah, I can help you out there.
All right. Any further discussion on item number 8, Annie?
No, okay, this works out.
Okay, we have a pretty good idea of how we're going to go forward on
this. This is exactly what I needed. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll sit down and discuss.
Very good.
Good.
Okay. So now, possible agenda items. And this is where we're going to establish our set up a special meeting. So, if we set up a special meeting of the Measure O Oversight Committee for Monday, July 29th at 3 p.m., make it the same bat time, we could include at that special meeting discussion of the bylaws, discussion of the budget, the district's budget fiscal year 17-18, okay, and we could also include the where we are with the public outreach. All right. So,
wow.
Is that acceptable to everybody?
Yeah. Except that the special meeting gets bigger and bigger, the items.
One of the things that will be dependent upon is the reason we talked about it in the first place is because of the bylaws.
Right.
And we will need to be informed by the chief. The bylaws need to be posted by 72 hours in advance.
Well, we could still have the meeting if the other two items, we want to discuss that in that special meeting. And that would, what do you think?
I think that we should go for that because we are going to have those two items ready and available.
Okay, I agree. So.
Okay.
If the bylaws are not ready, we'll just table that particular
item. Right.
Okay, but we're going to encourage the chief to put whatever pressure he needs on to legal counsel to provide us with those bylaws.
Remember, he doesn't work for me.
That's kind of, that's in his
works
own
for
purview.
Board.
Yeah.
Works for the board. Yeah. Well, we can, I got a couple of phone numbers. I'll just call them. How's that?
Oh, you're throwing your weight around today.
No, well, don't say that. My wife's
okay.
I'll see what I can do, Paul.
Good. Appreciate it. All right. So we'll need a motion to set up that special meeting for Monday, July 29th. Do I hear a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. Okay. Special meeting, July 29th at 3 p.m.
Okay, to discuss the bylaws, the fiscal 17-18 budget,
and
the public outreach.
Correct, those three items.
All right, second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, so we got a special meeting scheduled here at 3 p.m. Monday, July 29th. Okay.
You already got it?
I did.
Yeah, you're sharp.
Okay. All right. any... Okay, I don't think we need to do anything else because at that special meeting, we'll set agenda items for the next regular meeting.
Oh, good point, good point.
Okay. All right, moving on. We're at adjournment.
And just, I was going to say it's a record. I would like to go on.
Well, it's a record because we normally have larger discussions on these things that aren't available for
aren't
us
available.
Today.
Yeah, the availability is...
So, it would please the chair, only as a point of information from the secretary, you had a member attend the board meeting, and it would be customary for that member then to do a readout of the information that they collected from that board
meeting. Okay, yes, that's a good
point.
Since
they were assigned to go to the board meeting and do a report.
Yeah. All right, good point. And I'm glad you, Chief, I'm glad you brought that up. I was absent at the last regular board meeting due to some dental work that I had done. So I had asked Annie to provide the Measure O staff report at the last board meeting. So Annie, if you would report on what occurred as presented the staff report.
I was prepared to report on what we talked about at our last meeting, and the agenda item was misinterpreted by the board
chair.
It was also I think by the person who produced it, mm-hmm. because they showed what they did is they. Yep. They showed Measure O committee report, and then under that they listed the bylaws to review.
Should have been Measure O committee report, and then an A and a B.
Right, and so it was misinterpreted. So, but I was able to jump up for a couple of minutes and tell the board that we were doing active. We were going to take active participation in soliciting for new members. And I think that's all really I said. What was there? Was there something else?
Okay. So essentially the Measure O Oversight Committee staff report is just a report to the board as to what we did at our prior meeting.
And it was supposed to be a formal agenda item and it got mixed up and it wasn't.
All right.
But okay. I gave an informal report.
Okay. Was it helpful, the template that I sent to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I apologize for not being there because I had a special meeting called an HOA problem with two foreclosures. So I was going to attend. The other thing is that once we approve our minutes, does the board get a copy of them?
No.
Should they?
They could because the minutes should be up on the...
Could be included in their packet when you just... Here's the minutes approved from our last meeting. What do you think? It's an extra piece of paper, but...
Okay, that's probably not part of their... I would guess it's really...
There's nothing to discuss, but it's just FYI. It's just informative.
That could be part of the staff report. our staff report to the board.
Okay. And that has been added, the Measure O Oversight Committee staff report has been added to the agenda.
That was afterwards, Chief made that distinction that it was supposed to be a separate agenda item.
Yeah, okay.
But it was, it since it really wasn't...
It was a separate agenda item in print.
It was, but it wasn't the way it was interpreted by the chairman.
All right, so...
And I tried to correct it for you.
Oh, no, you...
But
you,
I have, you know, well, they have to make those corrections themselves.
Okay, going back to my original comment, when we're on the agenda, should we provide the board with a copy of our minutes?
Your staff report.
Yes.
So we do that. So Paul sends the staff report, and I put that in the board packet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. In this case, this time I sent Annie a template of the staff report that I had done up, and she, for her to review. All right.
So we may have something to follow along.
Excuse me.
It's being delivered.
But the staff report are not the minutes that we approve.
Correct. Yeah.
So do they know what we're... Is it important for them to know actually what we do at our meetings?
Well, the staff report pretty much does that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, all these items. I mean,
I don't have any problem once we approve the minutes.
Once they approve,
including the approved minutes.
There you go.
In with the staff report.
Boy, I said that in what, in 2 minutes, and you said it in 10 seconds. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. I do have a suggestion, though, as far as the staff report goes. I think it's a good idea that we spread that around a little bit. So rather than just me doing it all the time or picking somebody when I'm unavailable, can we establish a kind of a, let's do it, let's spread that to the next committee member for the next board meeting, et cetera. Is that okay with you guys? Or if you prefer I just do them all the time, that's okay with me too. It's up to you.
Truthfully, I would prefer that it be presented by the chairman. And if the chairman is not available, then it would go to the vice chairman.
Okay.
And if the vice chairman is not available, then the...
One of the other committee members.
One of the other committee members.
Okay.
I think to keep it simple.
That's fine. That's more formal, and that's okay with me.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll continue doing it that way.
Okay.
All right. All right. Anything else? Chief, was there anything else on your mind? I'm glad you brought that up. So at this point, we've reached adjournment. So if I don't hear any objections, we are adjourned at 4:05 on today's meeting. Thank you.
You're welcome.